Hello.
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 Good evening, sir. How you doing, sir? My name is Joe, calling from National Opinion Survey. Sir, I'm conducting a short survey of important issues facing your community and nation. Can you allow me just a couple of minutes? That's all I'm asking.
Sure.
Okay. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Now, sir, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Sure.
Okay. Now, are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will not vote?
Definitely.
What is your age, sir?
45.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed, and generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, where 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable. 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. And 0 means that you do not have any, you're unfavorable of them, okay? Okay?
Okay.
The U.S. Department of Education.
0.
0. Woke culture or wokeism?
0.
Charter schools?
100.
Donald Trump?
50.
Joe Biden?
0.
Public schools?
50.
Public school teachers?
50.
The National Education Association?
0.
What about Moms for Liberty?
Don't know anything about them.
Okay. Moving forward, so I can get you back to your day. And generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
I would say good where I'm at.
Okay. Now, would you say that public schools or charter schools do a better job at educating students?
Did you say public or charter?
Yes, public school or charter school.
I would say charter.
Public. I'm sorry, did you say charter?
Charter, yes, sir.
Okay. Now, some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the found topics that I'm going to tell you? Please rate each of the found topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means public schools prepare them very well, 5 means public schools prepare them somewhat, and 0 means that public schools do not prepare students at all regarding this topic. Grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math.
5.
Be ready for a higher education like college.
5.
Understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world.
10.
And compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market.
0.
Develop critical thinking skills.
0.
And develop social skills.
5.
Thank you. Moving forward, so I can get you back today. Would you say that your state spends just about the right amount, too much or not enough, on public school education?
Right amount.
Okay. Now, have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
Yes.
Okay. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory, or a CRT? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
Okay. Okay, as you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in kindergarten through 12th grade public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
No.
So you disagree with this?
Disagree.
Okay.
Yeah, I think. Okay. I'm a little confused.
Okay, well, okay, thank you. Now, how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A little.
Okay, now, please tell me how you agree or disagree with the following statement, sir. A certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship. Do you agree with this strongly or strongly disagree? Or somewhat agree or somewhat disagree. It is your choice.
I disagree.
Strongly or somewhat, sir?
Strongly.
Okay. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
I strongly disagree with that.
Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today.
I agree.
Okay, moving forward. I'm at 75% finished. Now I'm going to read you a list of ideas that Sensei would help improve the quality of public schools. Please tell me whether you strongly support this, somewhat support, somewhat oppose it, or strongly oppose it. Teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation.
I agree.
You support this strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Adding armed security guards to patrol all kinder through 12th grade public schools.
Strongly support.
Raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certification and licensing requirements.
Strongly support.
Removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics.
Strongly support.
Increasing teacher pay.
Support.
Okay, moving forward. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for kinder through 12th grade public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the kinder through 12th grade public school curriculum?
Oppose.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please tell me from a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it a very convincing argument, 5 means it's a somewhat convincing argument, and 0 means it is not at all convincing. History teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustice experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future.
I support that.
But this statement here, do you think it is not at all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing?
Somewhat.
Okay. Those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in school are missing the whole point of education. Education isn't just memorizing math, equations, or learning to spell. It's also engaging critically with life's most difficult questions. if children don't have these conversations in school, how can we expect them to think for themselves and form opinions as adults? School is the perfect place to have conversations about challenging topics, and teachers know how to lead these discussions in a respectful, unbiased, and age-appropriate way. Do you feel that this is not at all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing?
Not convincing at all.
Okay. And last year, the American Library Association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reached an all-time high, and 2023 is likely to break the record again. Most of the books targeted include LGBTQ characters, characters of color, or discuss themes like racism. We know from history that the road to tyranny starts with censorship and book banning. We must oppose this deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books.
Not convincing.
Okay. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So please tell me if you agree or disagree with this following statement. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school curriculum.
I disagree with that.
And public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today.
I agree with that.
And now the last questions, sir, are just for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? I have high school graduate, some college, or vocational.
College graduate.
Oh,
college graduate.
Okay. Which of the following best describes your work situation? Employed, retired, unemployed, student, homemaker?
Employed.
Are you married, unmarried, with a partner, single, separate, divorced, widow?
Married.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else, sir?
Independent.
Okay. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Although you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
Yes.
And do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or homeschool in the last 10 years?
Yes.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
And how often do you attend church religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
Okay. And for each of the following descriptions that I read, tell me if this applies to you or someone in your household. Is a born-again, evangelical, or fundamentalist Christian?
No one in my household.
Is an educator such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide?
No one.
Okay. Now, this is the last question, sir. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or is it rural?
Suburban.
Okay, sir. I do want to thank you for sharing your opinion with us. This concludes my survey. Enjoy the rest of your evening, okay? I do want to thank you, okay? You've been a big help.
Uh-huh. Yes. Have a good night.
Good night.